All right, welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. It's your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Today we have a special guest, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world right now. It is also 2 a.m. So please forgive us. But we were already talking before this. I was like, you know what? We need to do a podcast. And she's like, when do you want to do it? I'm like, whenever. She said, let's do one right now. So bye. Welcome. Okay, it's your
hey,
turn.
Y'all. I'm Chastity. My anxiety is chronic, but this ass is iconic.
Let's fucking go.
Bow,
oh my god, we've been having the most lit conversation. So like, you guys probably won't hear the stuff we've already talked about tonight, which is completely fine because she's full of fun and we have plenty of other shit to talk about because we're interesting. So I mean, what's popping? Like, what got you to do a podcast with me the first day we like really got into depth at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I'm scrolling Marketplace and I'm seeing all these funny stickers, and I've decided I needed a Steve. Oh, wait, hold on. What is that one? Real men rub their meat. Oh, it's a cow. Hey, Boomer, get down.
That's a barbecue joke, if you guys don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Or it could be explicit. I don't know. You can never tell.
No, it's a barbecue joke. I couldn't finish holding my dogs on the counter. Boomer, get down. Boomer, get down. Get your asshole out of my face. Oh, hi, buddy.
Boomer is the cutest dog. What kind of dog is Boomer?
Boomer is a red bone coon hound Weimaraner mix.
That sounds like the dog from Blake Shelton's song.
Well, you did say Earth Cow was a walking country song. Ugh, that is funny.
So, what people don't know, what is a random fact that you want? Like, if people play this back one day, it's 2030, and we're sitting sipping Mai Tais on my front porch on the farm. What's a random fact you want people to know about you?
I want people to know that the other night I was laying in bed and I couldn't go to sleep because I didn't know where cranberries came from. So it had to be like 3 or 4 in the morning. And I was trying to go to sleep and I had to Google where cranberries came from so that I could finally go to sleep.
Wait, where the fuck did aren't they in the water?
Like, no, they're not.
Dude, what the fuck did I see on all those commercials growing up? Like, where the cranberries were like floating in the water and like they were like...
Yeah. Okay, get this right. So, when the Martian... Boomer, get your fucking nose out of my mouth, bro.
Boomer's getting him some. He's like, give me your nose. Or give me your mouth. No,
he puts his big brown nose right in my mouth when he's trying to sleep. He's like, yo, shut up, I'm trying to sleep. Alright, so anyhow, these cranberry bogs... So they dry up like marshes in the dry season, and then the cranberries grow on like bushes, you know, like raspberries, and then when the water starts coming out, hold on. I thought I heard my pig. When the wet season comes back in town, the farmers go through and shake all the berry bushes, and then when the wet time comes through, they float to the top.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, location is New Jersey, Massachusetts, Oregon. So they grow in cold climates, Wisconsin, Canadian provinces. And then it's a misconception that cranberries are grown in water. Water is used during the harvest to float the fruit for easier collection.
See?
Wow. But
did you know that?
I did
No.
not. So it says, do cranberries grow on trees? It says neither. The American cranberry is a low-growing, vining, woody, perennial plant with a small alternate over leaves. So that's cool. So they're like almost like a grape.
Yeah.
So why'd that bother you so much? I mean, I'm glad it did, because that's great content. Like, I don't, like, what the fuck? That's awesome. I don't remember. Well, go ahead.
Well, sometimes you just be laying there thinking about thoughts you don't know, and then you want to know the answer to them, so you gotta look them up.
Factual. I'm trying to think of the last thing that kept me up at night. Man, that's hard. Usually I just go right to bed, but I do, like, every day I have thoughts for sure that, oh, wait. I think I have one for my, I posted it though, I think. Did I post this? Okay, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a note in my phone called thoughts, like THOTS, because I'm funny.
Right, like one thought, two thought, red thought, blue thought.
Yeah. Thoughts for the whole world. But I said, there should be an ethnic cultured led news channel where every day a different group of people deliver the news, like ghetto, loud, ignorant, uneducated, whatever, but also like smart, quaint, diligent people from the, like, you know, culture, like the Black culture. I said they can cuss and use slang, but they would be given like a nice professional outfit and actually like do a real news channel every day, but it would be different people rotating in and out. Because I think it would be super interesting to get some guy from like down South Louisiana to do like the weather, and then grab someone from the Bronx to do sports, and just like have like it would be comedy, you know, just like, because you know how country people talk different.
What?
You know, like Black people or ethnic culture, I'd call it hip hop culture or Black culture, whatever. They talk their certain way with their different sayings and stuff like that. And I think it would be just hilarious for them to do like something serious as like the news.
Oh, that would be pretty good.
So that was my thought of the day. But yeah, I don't know. We've covered so much, and I love that we're taking a shot at this anyway. Let's see what I mean. You haven't asked me much. I've been quizzing you. I mean, you can come at me if you need to.
I mean, I just collect info as you go.
Yeah, there's nothing you want to know. Should I just try to attack you? What's up?
I mean, if there's a question that arises, I'll ask. But for the most part, my brain's like a filing cabinet, and at the end of the day, my file cabinet's pretty full, so I gotta go through and paper shred them throughout the night, and then the next day, I'll be able to
There's a whole episode of The Office in your head right now. Legit. Well, who's your favorite Office character? Have you ever watched The Office?
I've never watched The Office.
Oh my god. I know what we can do for 7 seasons if you come visit.
Oh god. I have a really hard time watching other shows on Netflix. Because one time I started watching Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just finished it for like the third time in a row yesterday.
Oh so, no. I stopped, I think, after the dad got that money and then like ran away.
Which time? Frank was a piece of shit. He was my favorite.
He was a piece of shit. He was my... I hated the bitch too, like his daughter. She was cool in the beginning, and then she was like, what's her name, Fiona?
Yeah, see, the thing about Shameless is that some people look at it and they have that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it and I'm like, you know, at least Frank always came back.
Right.
At least Monica. I mean, Monica, she could have stayed gone because the whole thing was a big fiasco and nobody likes it when a parent comes in and out like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how big of a piece of shit Frank was, he always came back. And the family always stuck together and they always had their backs. And
And
it
what's
was
crazy
actually
is, I mean, that's a lot of what real America's like. Because,
right.
black people aren't the only people that are poor or in a bad situation. You know,
No.
there's a lot of people in bad situations, regardless of how they got there. And I guess that was a pretty cool show when it showed it, but it was just like, man, some of this stuff was just
Yeah.
a little too far. And then I haven't finished it yet, so I like st
Some of
literally
the
stopped
stuff
there.
is super fucking raunchy, but I guess that's just my kind of humor. And I relate to it. So.
Would you consider yourself a raunchy person? Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
Fair enough. Shit. There was a show or a movie, actually. What was it? I think it was called, let me see. I think it was on Netflix. Oh, Mile 22. Have you seen that yet? Oh my God. Lady, what are you doing?
I told you I'd be watching Shameless.
I need you to break away from it. I need you to be strong.
Oh, but now the internet don't work, so I can't watch Netflix.
Fair enough. I'll have to see
Yeah,
another movie.
my roommate decided that he wasn't gonna pay the internet for a few months, and now it's at like 800 bucks, and he's like, prob's not player. Getting shut off, we'll switch to a new internet company.
Thug life. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I know T-Mobile has a new like high speed internet that's like 50 bucks a month.
I need to switch back to T-Mobile because this whole Metro thing really ain't working for me. I
Oh yeah.
got it. Yeah, so after I left Justin, he shut my phone off and reported it as stolen. And then I had to
Wow.
go to get it. Yeah, he didn't even give me a warning or nothing. He didn't give me like, hey, you like we didn't talk about me paying the phone bill or anything until I got my new phone. Nothing. He was just like, bye. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I went out, I got a new phone. And of course, I went to Metro because they were having a sign up today and get a free phone. And I was like, yo, I'm down for that. And then 3 days later, I accidentally broke it. So now it has a broke screen and it's a free phone from Metro, so it's slow as shit. That's not good.
Damn. Yeah,
But it
aren't you doing
does
a
the
like a
phone.
new phone fundraiser? We can definitely advertise that on the podcast.
Yes.
So sh you should hit up is it Romeo underscore trauma for your Instagram handle?
Yes.
Yeah. Or is there anywhere else they should find your phone fund?
Shoot, what's my Snapchat name? I don't even know what my Snapchat
I'll look, hold up.
Yeah. And pull up my OnlyFans.
I don't have your OnlyFans.
I sent you the link.
What the hell am I gonna do with the link?
Oh, actually, if you look on my Snapchat story, it might be on there.
Right, hold on. Well, your Snapchat story is like 3 hours long today, if you haven't noticed.
I
It
know.
is MARIE, so Marie. AARI is your Snapchat name.
Damn, that's long as hell.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hold on, I'm gonna find you my OnlyFans. I'm sending it to you right now.
Oh wait, no, it is on
It
your story. I'm dumb as fuck. How you
is.
need to, we need to work. I mean, hey guys, please excuse her for her long ass handles. It's hot. Period mess, period express, period 22 is where you'll find Chastity's OnlyFans. And if we get her to 1 million fans, she said she'll get my name tattooed on her ass. So if you hate me or hate her, that is a good way to get back at either one of us. subscribe to her OnlyFans. how much is it a month, or do you do it by how does your Only? Tell me how OnlyFans works. Like, how'd you get into OnlyFans? How did it work for you?
So one day I just decided I was all done being broke.
Mm-hmm.
So I started an OnlyFans, and then I was telling people, "Hey y'all, I'm selling pictures of my butthole for beer money. Go subscribe. It's $20 a month." And they're like, "Oh shit, that ain't bad." They jump on there and they're like, not bad. Better renew for next month.
Yeah, honestly, $20 isn't bad if like that's what you're into. Like,
yeah,
because you think, I mean, $20. Some people do $20 a picture, and you have to unlock each picture.
See, now if you're on my Snapchat, if you want to request a picture and be able to save it, then it is donations only. But the bigger the donation, the better the content.
There you go. And like, but I don't have a problem with women or men doing OnlyFans or selling content of themselves, because you know I sold a lot of my time to a company. You know, people in the military sell their entire being to the government. You know what I mean? So like, everyone who has a job, and people need to start looking at things that way. You know, because you know what it does do is the women who aren't able to do that. That's why prostitution, I think, is still illegal, because all the women who hold sex away from their husbands could then just go pay for it. Like, it's the last bargaining chip for some people is sex. It's like, you know, sexuality and stuff like that. At the end of the day, like, Jesus kicked it with a prostitute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, what's the big deal?
I don't even have sex for money. Like, I don't. So, I met this girl. So, I've been straight my whole life. It's always been like, there's not even another option. Hmm. And then I met this chick at the bar.
And
I just, like, melted over her. I just love her. She's so great. And we're not in a relationship or anything, because I probably won't date no one ever again. But she's real cool, and boy, let me tell you, ain't no man ever make me squirt like she does.
Are you putting down a competition into the universe right now? You know,
maybe, I don't know, but
you're wild.
So now, when these thirsty ass dudes be like, "Hey, you trying to meet up?" I can pull the "no man, I'm gay" card, and they're like, they don't have anything to say about it, because you can't argue when someone's gay. And in all reality, this is the first girl I ever slept with.
You know what? I commend that. You know, she left the door open to be topped. You know, you're like, man, it was, no one's ever made me squirt. So are you normally like a stage 5 squirter, like a super soaker, or is it just the right person?
I've actually never done it before. And boy, man, she cranks that handle. It's like a sprinkler.
You're wild.
It's like that song, "Skeet, skeet, skeet, motherfucker."
You put out a house fire. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I was like, "Whoa, what was that?" She was like, "Wow, you're a squirter," and I was like, "Shoot, I guess."
Shoot, I guess. Shit, like you did it. Oh my god!
I was like, "Whoa, was that you or me?"
So how do you feel about, you know, what's crazy is like women can go bi and then back to straight whenever, but like guys do it, they're automatically gay. Now, like, it's weird to me because, like, I don't care either way. Like, I don't care what you do. I know what I like. I know what I don't like, personally for me. But it's just weird to me that, like, women are so much more open to have that experience with women and then come back or stay there. And then it's just not a big deal at all. Like, how do you think that happened in society?
Oh, get off my fucking nipple, dude. Oh, thanks. Sorry, my dog just rolled over and he just fucking steamrollered my whole tit. But I actually haven't had very much experience with like gay people just because of the town I grew up in. Like my Uncle Kelly, who is one of my birth giver's ex-boyfriends, she's actually the last female he was with, and then he became gay, and then we knew him as Uncle Kelly, and now we call him Aunt Kelly. So, I mean, that was that. And then I had a short relationship with this guy who wasn't sure. And I was like, I'm not judging nobody. It is what it is. But then it was like, I'd be sucking his dick and he'd be like, oh yeah, put a finger in my butt. I'm like, I mean, okay. And then he'd be like, yeah, put another one. Like, what? And he's like, yes, one more. Like, yo, I'm not trying to fish your booty hole.
Right. No, but girls that eat ass are elite, though. Let's be honest. If the girls that get their ass eaten and then will eat ass, psh, they're another level of existence.
Don't know. After that, it's just kind of like, I feel like with girls, you have two holes. You put things in two holes. It don't matter what it is. Girls put weird things up there in each hole. That's what it is. But with a guy, his main pleasure isn't supposed to be his own hole necessarily. So I feel like once that level has been unlocked, it's kind of hard to put the cat back in the bag.
That level, man. Well, the thing is, the prostate is reached, can be reached in the butthole, though. So that's the hard part there. Like, I mean, I'm not saying people need that or don't need that to come or whatever. I don't care how people come. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just talking about the stigma. Like, I just don't see as society, we don't have bigger things to worry about rather than what people do behind closed doors that's consensual. You know what I mean? Like for me, honestly, I would run. I could probably become a politician or a lobbyist. By trying to get prostitution legalized. And based on the other acts that society does every day, I'm sure I would have enough precedent to get prostitution legalized. But it would throw such a wrench in the way of life of people in America, because I really think that there's nothing wrong with women exchanging sex for money, because everyone does it in a relationship. Right? Say,
And
okay. Oh,
it's
go ahead.
not even the fact, like, you can't say prostitution is illegal because legally, as a law, as a spoken law, yes, prostitution is illegal. But if you ask, like, if you personally ask probably about 65% of the females on OnlyFans, they quote unquote make content for money and then sell that. That's why with the content that I make it with the same person. And if we get big, like a big hit on it, I split the profits.
There you go.
But I'm not getting paid by them.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, I was talking about like OnlyFans aside. I'm talking about making cross actual prostitution, like sex
No, but
workers.
that was me. But The other females, and it's all online. It's right there. It's like, oh, I want a hooker. Let's go on OnlyFans. Or, like,
Yeah,
POF.
I just don't think it should be, I don't think it should be illegal. Because when you get in a relationship, it's a fact that most of the time, like, it's pay to play. You buy your wife something nice, you're getting laid that night. You take her out to a nice dinner, you might not, you might, but your chances are way higher. Like, for the most part, in a regular normal relationship that happens in America, you're already, you want her to stay with you, you gotta buy a big ring. You gotta keep up with the Joneses. Some girls aren't like that. There's a lot of girls who aren't, but there's a lot of girls who are.
Right.
So
Yeah,
what's the difference
that
there?
makes sense. I was just saying, it's like it's just a spoken law these days.
Yeah. I mean, people still get arrested for solicitation all the time, and get records and stuff like that. So, I mean, I hear you, but I just think that, in the world that we're in, the first thing we need is term limits, and then we need to do something to free women up. Like, let's make it no excuse for women to say, someone's holding them back. Let's fix the wage deficit that they think is there. Because I think in some cases there is a wage deficit. It happened to my mom. But then there's some times where women don't work as much as men, or work certain jobs that men will work. You know what I mean? And you being a farm girl, you know that there's not a whole ton of women that could probably do what you could do for 8 hours.
No, I have been the only female on the landscape company that I go help out from time to time. The only female that's ever been hired or has even applied in the past 4 years.
Damn. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be telling right there. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I think it's a simple fix. I say let's stop giving people excuses to let's actually, like, level the ground out some. Like, things will never be perfect. But I just want to see a world in which people can't keep making excuses for why things the way they are. You'll know who's really working. You'll know who's really putting in the hours at the end of the day when, say, we make prostitution legal. Then, honestly, the problem is women would be making some fucking money. A lot of
Oh,
men's money would
cool.
be transferred to them.
Exactly.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Like, most women on their days off from their regular job, you fuck one or two guys because it's gonna be state regulated or federally regulated. The payment would have to go through. You would think that, there would be some safety. There would be maybe some more, STI and different kinds of tests to make sure everyone's clean. There would be some format to it to where maybe things wouldn't be spreaded. There wouldn't be accidental babies. There'd be more contraceptives used, and then that would set a different pace for sex culture altogether. I
Right,
think, yeah.
like a whorehouse, like a hotel whorehouse. You check in, go through a doctor, like security check out, like at an airport, and then you're like, all right, go pick a number, I guess.
Yeah, like, let's stop letting women get hurt out there. Let's stop letting women get raped. Maybe some of these guys who are raping women would rather put that motivation into working or getting some extra money so then they can go pay for one. Rather than people getting snatched up and telling women what they can wear and what they can't wear in public. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds bad initially, but when you start breaking down all the issues that could be solved by it, then people could really open their eyes, like, damn, like, this guy's kind of crazy, but he has a point.
I'm not laughing at the conversation necessarily. I'm just laughing because it's 2 in the morning. I am baked as a fucking cake, and we are talking about trying to convince rapists
Hey, bro. L
to
Lewis and Chastity
get
2024. What's up? What, Trump ain't got shit on us, right? Let's get it. Let's get on that campaign trail, girl.
Oh, God,
We
I'm dead.
we're gonna need separate trailers though, because with the way you were just talking, I'm not trying to walk in on nothing.
Yo, there will never be a man to ever sleep in my bed in my trailer. This is the no man's zone.
No,
The
I
only
meant like on the road, but
oh, on the road.
yeah, on the road campaigning for our presidential run 2024.
Oh shit, I might have all my pictures up on billboards like, hey, vote for Trump, I'll show you my butthole.
You're wildin'. I love it. All right,
Like,
so
hey.
we solved one social crisis on the podcast already, and we're only 30 minutes in, so I think we're doing great.
Is good.
So let's see.
So,
Go ahead.
remember when I told you, did I already tell you about my pickup line at the bar with the name on my ass tattoo?
No, you didn't. Are you trying? Pick me up. How are you gonna pick me up? Show me right now.
All right, I'll be like, hey,
What's up?
how much you want to bet I ain't got your name tattooed on my ass?
I bet you $3 and a finger in the butt.
How about a Coors Light?
Okay, that works.
And then I turn around and I pull my pants down. And I say, look, I got your name on my ass. But
So,
I got a new one now. So I got some new nipple rings a while back, remember? With pistols.
why would I know that?
Because they're on my Snap story.
Like, I'd be looking at your Snap story, but I don't remember no pistols.
I'll show them to you later. But I got this new NRA hat. So when I go to the bar and people comment on my hat, I'm like, hey, you want to see my pistols? Buy me Coors Light and I'll show you the gun show.
Stop it.
No, you buy Coors Light for a ticket to the gun show.
There you go. There's, I mean, I think it's good. You're having fun, you know? That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're all, no matter how old you get, young you are, it's okay to have fun. It's not okay for when you're having fun to have creepy people or people that take it the wrong way ruin that fun. That's
Oh
the
yeah, I
real
don't
crime.
let no one ruin my fun. If someone's coming up to me at the bar and I'm not in the mood, I tell them just like I'd tell a goat to go on and get.
Go on. Are you gonna tell my goat that? I think you're gonna have to meet.
Probably.
You're gonna have to meet Lena. She's a feisty goat, man. She gets in trouble. She can teleport. I don't give a fuck what anyone can say. I've seen that goat be on one side of the fence, and I turn around and she's inside the fucking fence, and no one believes me. And it sounds crazy because I think I'm crazy when it happens. But she'll be out there eating or inside one fence, and I swear I'll turn around and she's inside a different fence. I still believe
Yeah.
goats can teleport.
Goats are mystical like that, man.
That's, people don't believe me. People don't fucking believe me. Until
You
you
ever seen
leave.
their goat eyes?
Bro, you look deep into a. You know what? Tomorrow I'm gonna post a picture on my Snapchat story, and then I'll post it on my Facebook or my Instagram and my Facebook of a goat eyes. They go sideways.
They really do. The pupils, man, they just suck in and they're so lifeless and bland and they just
Just
sit there and chew their cud and look at you and you just want to tell them to go on and get.
go on and get that's going on a t-shirt. We gotta trademark that.
Go on now,
Go
get.
on now, get your ass. I don't want to dig no more, Grandpa. Well, that's too damn bad.
Yes. But
So
that's what I tell everyone at the bar. I tell them the ones that come up to me unsolicited, if they come up and they're like stumbling up to me because you can tell they're shit house, I tell them to get the fuck out of here because last thing I want is someone spilling their drink in my damn crock holes. It gets my foot all sticky.
Right. Plus, it's not like they'd be able to get their dick hard anyway, being that
Yeah.
drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And it's like, yo, if I need someone, I got someone for that. And it ain't you. So go on now and get.
gotta let them know. But that's, yeah, but I don't drink though. So is that gonna be a problem with our friendship? Like,
Oh, absolutely not.
I
I
bet.
drank enough for both of us.
All you gotta do is lick my arm, you'll get a contact drunk.
No.
No.
That is the unfortunate side of being an alcoholic, is you don't really get drunk, so you won't get contact drunk. You'll be okay. My body absorbs it.
It doesn't leach anywhere.
Nope.
Yeah, can't drunk. I can't drink. I can't smoke weed. And I choose not to do like nicotine. So I'm pretty much a. So like I can drink. Like if I do a 2 drink limit, I just don't do beer though. You know, beer is. Ooh. I've never found a beer besides like Corona that doesn't make me like bloat up and just like feel like I'm the balloon. Just like in the bar.
If you have been watching my Snap stories, you will see most of my life for the past like 6 years, there's been a Coors Light in my hand.
Yeah, I've seen the Coors Lights. I've seen the Coors Lights.
Yeah. I'm kind of a silver bullet kind of gal.
I'm a silver bullet kind of gal. There ain't nothing classier or fancier than that, tell you what.
Yep, I'll show you my pistols.
They're ready to pop.
They really are.
They go off. All right, so
I
what are
see
we
them.
doing here? We got we should like what should hold on. Just think about something for a second. I'm trying to
Oh,
find.
actually, will you play a song?
Can you hear it?
No, but I need you to hear it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me pull it up. Damn it. I hit the wrong button.
And if you turn it up loud enough, I might sing to it.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how I can play it to where you can hear it. I'll figure something out real quick. All right, let's do it. What's it called?
It's called Redneck Girls by Ginger Billy.
Ginger Billy found it. Right, let's see if you can. I don't think you're gonna be able to hear it, but I can hear it, which sucks. I feel bad.
No, it's not. I'm
Talk to
listening to
somebody
the
who
way
has
I'm
access to
listening
credit
to it
cards.
in spirit,
Our software
and
hires
I'm
top competitors,
jamming.
or you don't pay for it. No, seriously. Let's get rid of that ad. Let's turn this up real quick.
12 Bud Lights,
Is this
DC
you? I can
saying
tell by
I'm
the video,
gonna
this is you.
throw a pullover. I met her down at Applebee's. She was smoking menthol, said she smoked a pack a day. Use a Bud Light bottle like it was an ashtray. She gets drunk and flirty, start pulling down on my pants. I said, don't touch my wiener. She said, give it to me, man. She gets real crazy when she drinks on that crowd.
Oh my
That's when she
God.
talks and then she stumbles around. Girls like her just wanna drink round. Round after round. Yeah, there's two things that you're gonna find out. She fights like a man and she cusses real loud. If I was smarter, I'd have stayed myself at home and leave the redneck girls alone.
This is fucking amazing.
They say, boy, don't trust her. Redneck girls are tramps.
I'm
Talking
better
dirty
than
to me,
you
she
have to
bound around.
be.
She might have to clap her 3 divorces. Turning me on, she get her drunk. She get on her back, she at the bar. Buy more drinks, she
It's
like
my
my
theme
life. Drink it
song.
from the tap, they like to call you honey. Say they'll love
We've
you
got a
forever, but
party.
don't get drunk and dump you. Find another living square that y'all
I
ain't
will cross
nothing.
the
Just a
mountains
car,
to watch you turn
too
up.
bar, too drunk to drive her car. Can't
Yes.
walk cause it's too far. Two things that you gonna find out. She fights like a
That's what I
man and she
jam to.
cusses real loud. If I smarter, I'd have stayed myself at home and leave them redneck girls alone. There's two things that you gonna find out. She fights like a man and she cusses real loud. If I was smarter, I'd have
It's
stayed
crazy how easy it is to
myself
shoot a music video now. You can use a damn iPhone.
at home and leave them redneck girls alone. Right? Isn't that the
Then she
best
need to
song
slow
you've ever
down,
heard?
quit drinking all them
Yes.
white claws.
It's still going. I'm still playing it. I'll go
Don't
fuck
stop
about being
drinking, but she
demonetized.
gon' keep on
Yeah,
drinking
there's
like
two
two
things that you gon'
find
love it.
out. She fights like a man and she cusses
Oh, he held her hair. I'll hold your hair. Oh, you put your hair in those wild ass buns. You'll be alright.
Yeah, but boy, let me tell you, with all this hair, when that bun goes up, my neck is breaking, so I just braid it now.
Ooh, you have long ass hair braids. It'll look fire.
I braid it when I get drunk, and I can always tell when I'm super drunk because I grew up in a racehorse stable, so I know how to fucking braid a good ass braid. But when I'm not drunk, I'm lazy about it. But when I am drunk, my hair looks absolutely perfect. And I'll just be sitting there at the bar stool, just braiding my hair all the way down my back.
What a savage. So we're not going to obviously tell anyone like what bar you go to, just so you don't get stalkers. But, do you feel like the bar life is just like the life for now? Like, can you see anything like after the bar gets boring, if it does, like where you're going to be or like what your hangout would be?
Nope. I live my life one milestone at a time.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I fly by the seat of my pants.
I still don't get that expression entirely. Like, everyone uses it. I've used it myself, but I'm like, I still don't get it. I'm going to have to Google
you know,
that. That's going to be the thing I have to Google before I go to bed tonight.
The seat of your pants? Like, you're sitting on a horse and you're flying?
Horses run on the ground, if you didn't know.
Yeah, but if you've ever been on a horse and you've been at full speed, you are flying. Let me tell you, I was at Ocean Shores on my Mustang, and I had her full throttle, and my arms were wide open.
Fair enough.
And I was flying. I've also flown off of her. Like, she bucked me off at the coffee stand one time. That was when I broke my tailbone. I was starfished out in the parking lot. The UPS man pulled over and asked if I needed another coffee.
So you broke... What do they do when you break your tailbone? Like, is there anything...
Not a damn thing. They tell you to take some Tylenol.
Damn, it's like toes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you have a celebrity crush? If you had to have a celebrity crush, who would it be?
Ryan Upchurch? Yep.
Alright, I'm gonna have to Google that. Give me a second. Is it a crush? Would you date this person? Would you marry this person? Where are you at? How much? Yeah. What's the level of crush from 1 to 10? Oh, he's a good looking guy.
My level of crush is like a 2. Like, I'd like to meet him. He'd be a cool guy to hang out with.
Right.
That's about as excessive as my crushes get.
So you're just detached. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Pretty much.
Unless you're being turned into a damn squirt bottle.
Oh, no. I mean, I like hanging out there, but it's not like we're ever going to be in a relationship or nothing. She's in the middle of getting a divorce.
Damn. Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to figure out where's your head at. Like, even though, like, we've been talking, like, you literally fly by the seat of your pants. Like, it's just like, it is or it isn't at that moment when you decide. Like, there is not a whole lot of, like, preemptive, like, decision making for you, is there?
No.
And do you feel like it's just easier for you to move through life that way? Like, do you like that part of your decision making? Is that something you want to like change? Like, where are we at?
Oh my God, it's so fun. I wake up every day. That's why my snap stories are so long, because you ain't never know what I'm doing. Sometimes I'm up in the attic. Sometimes I'm digging a hole. Sometimes I'm out in the field. Sometimes I'm climbing trees. I was in the back of Kylie's truck yesterday on a step stool, chopping Nana's tree down.
There you go.
And we're always at the dump, or we're cleaning stalls, or Like this last summer, we were out. We had a blow up canoe thing with some plastic paddles. And we took a 30 rack of Coors Light and a box of Pop-Tarts and some fishing gear out to Deep Lake, and we spent the entire day out there.
Damn, that sounds
You
dope.
never know. Yeah,
What's
you just never know what we're
cool
gonna
about
do.
like where I live is just like it's literally there's a road called Many Lakes Road, and there's like 9 or 11 lakes or something like that on one road. Miles away from each other, but just one road. Like there's so many, like my favorite lake, which I'm not gonna mention out loud so it never gets ruined, no matter what. It's like it's so beautiful. It's like cascaded by mountains. Like if you visit or when you visit, we'll have to go. I'll show you. It doesn't even look real. It looks like some shit out of like Narnia or Harry Potter or something.
That will be good.
I think I'm gonna have to get a jet ski this year though.
A jet ski.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to get a
And
jet ski.
I think it's time for me to get a trolling motor. I would
That would be
really like
good.
to get one.
Yeah, do you fish? Damn, already better than me. I can't fish to save my life.
Oh, I love to fish. I'm not very good at it because I taught myself how to do it, but boy, do I have fun.
Yeah. How much beer is brought with you to have fun though? Is it the game of the fishing or is it the drinking? Most people I know, they drink when they fish.
I definitely drink when I fish. You know me, I drink when I do anything.
Fair
But
enough. Fair enough. That's a true statement. True statement. So you could join like the
yeah.
U.S. drinking team. Like we could trust you to carry the weight of America on your shoulders, and like Germany or something like that, like the damn movie Beer Fest.
I mean, it ain't nothing to brag about, but
My God. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is something to brag about. Which is why we're talking about it.
Yeah, I can put some away.
You could put some away. Could you drink a 30 rack to yourself? And stay conscious.
Actually, remember last night when I was three trailers down?
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of the night snaps where I had four beers left out of that 30 rack I brought over in my backpack.
Damn. You're a sap. Did you braid your hair last night? Who did I see in braids that? Oh, that was a girl on Twitch. Never mind.
I was like, I actually probably did braid my hair last night if I was a full 30 rack deep.
Right. I gotta see you do the space buns because you have a lot of hair, and
I
that's.
don't do space buns.
What the fuck do you mean you don't do space buns? You wouldn't do it if I asked you to?
I
That's
don't
kind of.
even know how.
We'll figure it out. I want to see.
If you do them for me, you can do space buns in my hair.
I'll do your hair.
But I don't know how to do space
I'll
buns,
figure out.
and
We'll do your hair like a black girl. We'll get some grease or some. You should be using horse shampoo and conditioner, like my celebrity crush, which I haven't mentioned yet because I was waiting on the perfect segue to do it. So.
okay, well, who is your celebrity crush?
Hands down, any woman on earth. There is not one woman on earth I would choose to be in a relationship with, date, or have kids with over this girl if I had the chance. Her name's Hannah Bryan, aka Noisy Butters, and she's a Call of Duty player on YouTube. But her vibe is just, it's her vibe over everything. Because, trust me. Objectively, like pretty wise, sure, there's the Ana de Armas, there's the Summer Rae, there's women who are like quote unquote prettier than her, but there's no one as pretty with her vibe in the plant on the planet, period. So
Oh, I love that.
like there just isn't. Like sure, if I don't ever be with her, I'm not gonna stalk her, you know what I mean? Like I'm never gonna like try to chase her down. But if I get to the point in life where I have like the disposable income, I will drop a oversized barrel of her favorite whiskey on her front door. You know what I'm saying? Like I would stack the deck.
That makes my heart so happy to know that someone would do that for someone else. A whole barrel of whiskey, that is.
No, there's a company. She loves the company. And I'm not, it's called Four Roses. And I'm not trying to blow up her favorite alcohol because then it's probably going to get more expensive or harder for her to get. But Four Roses makes like the best whiskey, she says. And you can actually literally order a barrel. It's like $4,000. And it's a huge ass barrel of whiskey. So you get the whole barrel, and I think there's like a tap from it or something like that. But I'd do that hands down. Because the thing is, like, people like that are one in 20 trillion. You know, like, there's never going to be another Herb, like, born. And the fact that she's born around my age, you know, in a day where you can find someone that easy, like, on the internet. Like, and it was my older brother who introduced me to her channel, too. Like, because he was watching a lot of game content. And then he told me about her. I started watching her. And I just watched her content for, like, a year or two. And never had the thought, that, like, oh, she's hot. Or, oh, I would date her. Or, oh, I like her. It was just literally watching the way she delivered her videos. The way she talked. And how she opened and closed them. Like, her vibe the whole time. Like, watching her do, like, unboxing videos. And how appreciative she was of people actually getting her stuff. Like, genuinely crying because someone got her something thoughtful. Like, that's the kind of stuff you want in a woman. You want someone it's not about the money. Like, she's well off and she thrift shops. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's sick to me. Like, that's way hotter than you know, being naked or having sex or doing anything like that, because those are values you can carry a family with. You know, like being environmentally conscious or being socially conscious, you know? You know what's crazy is, as long as she's been on her channel, she has never reacted to one world event. She's never reacted to one, you know, meme or something going around. She's just kept her head down and kept in her bag.
That is so,
you know,
cool.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, if you say you're like, oh yeah, go Trump, fuck Biden, or you say fuck Biden or fuck Trump, go Biden, you're losing half an audience right there, regardless of what you do.
You know? That is true, but I wear my Let's Go Brandon shirt proudly.
I still, you know what's fucking nuts? And I'm going to tell you, I used to be the biggest guy in politics and the biggest guy who would definitely stand up to anything Second Amendment or whatever. I have no idea who Brandon is or what he did.
Okay, so there was this, like, sports event where the whole crowd was cheering fuck Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcer lady who was doing the show on the TV,
mm-hmm.
She was saying, wow, you hear that? Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, no way.
And everyone's saying, fuck Joe Biden. She turned it into Let's Go, Brandon. So that's when I wear my NRA shirt.
Mm-hmm.
My NRA hat and my Let's Go Brandon shirt.
Yeah.
And my American flag Crocs.
See, I would love to be all patriotic and loving the country 100%, but this is the problem I have. Do you know the only time the NRA was against American citizens having weapons? Do you know the only time the NRA agreed with the Democrats or the left or the anti-Second Amendment people on American citizens having weapons?
What?
When it was the Black Panthers.
I don't know nothing.
I'm just saying that. But that's, to me, it's just like, how can you be, like, they are literally going to pass laws to take away weapons from the Black Panthers during that time. And the NRA agreed with the government and all those other people. They did not, they had no protection of Second Amendment rights when it was Black people holding guns. And to me, that's just a fact. There's no way to dice it up any different. There's no way to look at the story any different. That actually happened. So, I mean, that's the problem I have when it comes to stuff like this. Everyone does stuff when it's convenient. I'd rather support other groups. There's like a lot of law groups that I found on Twitter who actually support anyone who has legal trouble with the Second Amendment. And they actually fight state laws and federal laws against like high mag capacity bans and stuff like that. So while the NRA is cool, even though they're pussy, the best thing to do is help individual law firms who are Second Amendment law firms so that they can actually help people for real. That's my spiel.
And my whole thing about the red, white, and blue and the NRA and as patriotic as I am, mm-hmm. yes, America is going to shit right now, but America is also the place of dreams. It yeah. at least once was, it used to be the hope for a new beginning. You know, my grandparents have fought three generations back mm-hmm. for our freedom and, you know, hope of a better future.
Yeah.
So even though, yeah, our country's going to shit right now and it fucking sucks, mm-hmm. there ain't nothing I can do about it other than keep supporting my country.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Trust me, my last name and my bloodline goes back to before America was founded in Ohio, in the Ohio like region. And then when America came and they started adding states, eventually it was named Ohio. So my ancestors have been in America longer than America has been even around. And I, you know, I did my DNA test. I found out. I wanted to know. But also down in lineage, my part of my lineage is slaves, and that came in from West Africa and then landed in South Carolina. So, but the thing is, I'm pro a lot of things, but I'm not ever gonna not mention where they fall short. You know, and right. the dreamer, like America being the dream, right? It was a dream, right? But the fact that why do we close the border to Mexicans or in South Americans, but we leave it open for Russians and Canadians to come here? It's because the color of their skin. I mean, what else would it? And I'm not trying to blame it on that, but I'm just saying, what is the difference? Because people in Mexico have some money, some don't. But why aren't we ever kicking back Canadians in the country who shouldn't be here anymore, who outstayed their visa? We don't kick them back to Canada. We just let them stay here. The same with the yeah. Russians that come over. We don't kick them out to Russia. We let them stay here. But anytime it's Hispanics and they're out there building everything, they're out there doing all the construction work, all the road work, all the farm work, all the ag work. And they get kicked and they're the only problem. To me, that's not right. It's just not right.
Oh, I'm fully aware of that. I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, my biological father got deported right. before I was born. But yeah. again, yes, what's happening right now in the world is not good. But I don't let, like earlier when you were like, you know, I love how happy you are all the time. Mm-hmm. It's because, I know there's people, everyone's like, oh, everyone says you're just one person and you can't make a difference. But if thousands of people say that, then no one will make a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever, cool. I don't give a fuck about everyone else. I do what makes me happy. I surround myself with the knowledge that I want to know and the things that I want to think. So I live in like my very own happy little American dream bubble. And you know what?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that because you admit it. You don't say what I feel or how I live. The narrative I live by is the truth. You say the narrative I live by is mine. That's the difference. If everyone thought about the world the way you did, the world would probably be a better place in some respect, but at least it would be individualized. So that the people who didn't live in that world could then huddle up and see, okay, who we got left? There's me and 300,000 other people. The other people checked out. Okay, fine. but it's me and 300,000 people who see the world the way it is. What are we going to do about it? If you don't want to look at the world for face value, you shouldn't be forced to. Right?
Exactly.
But I also believe that then your opinion on certain things shouldn't be vocalized either. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, not in a mean way, but it's just like, if you don't care to look out in the world, like, peek your head out and see what's going on. I don't think you should be out there rioting. I don't think you should be out there marching or anything like that if you're choosing to live a certain way. I think that should be reserved for the educated people. Because, honestly, other people should be doing happy people shit.
Exactly. And that's why I never, like, make posts about any like government, anything on any social media. I don't pretend like I know that shit. I just make it known that whatever happens around me happens. I can't control that. All I control is what's happening in front of me, and that's just how I live my life. I share funny memes and stuff on Facebook.
I love it. And how are people gonna find you on Facebook? What's your are you Romeo Trauma on Facebook as well? No, okay.
No, on Facebook it's Chastity Goff.
Okay. So people, you gotta check my girl out. She's one of the funniest, legit funny. Not that tries to be funny. It's almost accidental funny. I would compare it to like Will Ferrell funny because it's just not forced. You guys gotta check her out. Check out her OnlyFans, which was Hot Mess Express 22. So it was hot.mess.express.22. You'll find her on OnlyFans there. And then on Instagram, it's Romeo_trauma. And maybe one day we'll tell that story, but not today. We gotta save that for when you make it big, okay? That's for your first talk show or for Joe Rogan's podcast.
Deal.
All right. So that's gonna be it for us tonight. That's been another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host with special guest Chastity. We will see you another time. Hug your parents. Call your parents. If you have anyone, any guardian, anyone that affected you in the world, call them. Tell them that you appreciate them. And do it ASAP. You never know when time's going to run out. Good night.
Bing bong. Fuck your life.